Good to see you all. Happy Wednesday evening. I always do look forward to this class. You're a fun group.
It's more fun because I'm here tonight.
Yes, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you. Let me get us started with prayer, and we'll jump in. Tonight's going to be fun. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your good gifts. We thank you for this beautiful and glorious created order that you have made and all of the gifts that are presented to us that we can appreciate from afar, and also the ones that you give to us in our lives that we can tangibly hold. Lord, we're mindful this evening of all of these gifts and how all of these gifts come from you. And Lord, the gifts of thoughts and the ability to think, the gifts of words and the opportunity to uplift and critique even and disagree, and the fruit and the flowering and blossoming that can come from sharpening each other and understanding each other, the gift of Christian friendship, and the ability to grow and possibility of drawing near to you and towards each other through the power of the Spirit and the bond of love, and the gift of this church. And we are mindful of all of the ways that this church is, I am mindful of all of the ways that this church in the past 2 years has shaped and fashioned me. Pastor Nate and Peter Chase and staff and session and everyone in this room. Lord, I'm grateful for all of them, and I'm grateful they're here this evening. And Lord, we ask that you would be here, that your Spirit would fill this place. And as we disagree and as we agree, as we discuss, perhaps even debate, we ask that your will would be done. And that, Lord, you would be honored and glorified, and you would be witnessed to as we do honor and glorify you and love each other in the process of disagreeing. We pray all these things in your mighty name. Amen. Well, let me extend again another welcome. Thank you for being here. Back, thank you. So it was per Tom's suggestion. I had already planned for and envisioned this, but we have 3 weeks left, including this week. And instead of waiting until the last week or the second to last week to move from theory to practice, I thought, given what we've already crunched down on in theory, so to speak, and explored various ideas, that we would start practicing them tonight. So I wanted to practice disagreeing. And I thought, well, this is a delightful, what's the word I'm looking for? Just an incredibly relevant and prime time to talk about some things that we are wrestling with and or pursuing or disagreeing about currently in our congregation. So what I have on this handout here are three questions, and I'm open to our approach to these three questions. I envisioned either we break out into small groups and we address these questions and disagree with one another, or we do it collectively as a group and practice disagreeing. And then, so I have those three questions, and then there at the bottom, just a reminder from previous handouts about some things we might be looking for. Just as we begin to talk about things, are there any important terms that we're using? Maybe some of us still don't know what a covenant community is, or we need some clarity about what that might be. And so we'll begin to look for clear or obscure terms and ask questions. What do you mean by that? Why do you keep saying that? Is that an important value for you? And those sorts of things. As well as asking questions or asserting our position and so on and so forth. So that's just there to help you as you're thinking. We're not debating. We remember that distinction, right? We're not debating. We are seeking understanding in the hopes of possibly disagreeing. Now, that being said, we talked a little bit about this last week and in previous weeks. I would also like for us to do this slowly. Let's take time to think. Let's take time to choose our words wisely and articulate well. All of the things that we talked about that our culture and society pushes us towards hasty talking and no thinking and perturbed responses, let's just slow down. Let's take time to think. Silence is okay. Let's think about things. Let's choose our words wisely. Let's think about the right question, and so on and so forth. So, any questions about what we're doing tonight? Okay. Do we want to do this in small groups? Do we want to do this collectively together? I'm seeing nods for collectively. Okay. Are we amenable to that, at least for right now, and we'll see after the first one? At all? Like, are we gonna get to do this at all? Yeah. No. No. At some point, collectively, I'll try to complicate things for you, because that would be mighty helpful. So we're gonna do one question collectively together.
I'm just collecting my thoughts. Here.
Some of them are on the floor. Yeah. Some of them are on the ceiling.
I'm collecting a pencil in the process.
Why are your thoughts everywhere else except in your head?
That's because I am me.
Okay. Well, I don't want to belabor any kind of strategy. Do we have a preference here for which question? Yes. Yes. I'm not affirming that. I think that's an incredibly important question. And the only background or qualification that I might add is that phrase was employed many times on Sunday that made me wonder, do you know what division is? I want to know what you mean by division. Do we want to do that? All right. Yeah, let's start with that. Okay, so we don't have to pit anything against anything. Let's just start the conversation with, is our congregation divided? Sure. Sure. Let's do some kind of circle. Posture matters, right? That's true. Yeah, we can't disagree in these chairs because it's going to be so uncomfortable. All right. Let me... I want to keep track of time, too. I just want to. All right. Are we over? Let me get my water. Already? I know. Yeah, you're doing a great thing. You're the best. You're the best grandmother ever. Okay. That's fine. Is our congregation divided? Yes, this is the this is. Or maybe, I think that's right, but maybe a step even further back would ask, what unites us? Division presupposes unity. What constitutes us as a body? What unites us as a body? That's a question I would want to ask. I would also want to ask, per your comments, David, is division merely or primarily a matter of differing opinions and even dissent? Or is division more than just ideas and words, but the way that bodies interact or don't interact? Does that make sense? Because we're I think to some degree we might be assuming that division is located in merely dissenting from various opinions. And I don't think that's division. Are we okay nerding out tonight?
I'm always okay.
Okay, because I love nerding out.
What does that mean?
What is nerding out? Yes, this is nerding out.
It's a deep dive into the word congregation.
Yeah, I actually would not use the word congregation because it's merely practical, as Melissa's noting, to the people who just congregate. I would rather use, not even, I would rather use biblical words. Covenant community or the body of Christ, this body is divided. What makes us the body? What is the body? We have to answer that in order to answer how we're divided or what it means for a body to be divided. I think that's more theologically rich and something far, really when you think about it, something far more tangible and helpful for us to understand what division might be within the body. So I would rather talk about the church or covenantal community, you know, but the body. As it pertains to this? I could connect it to this. I'm not sure that I had that in mind. But
were you seeing a difference then between the people who, I mean,
oh yeah,
it feels like you're making a difference between
yep.
the people that just come for the congregational meeting.
Right. Right.
And I think that pertains to what we're talking about. Yep. About what the covenant is.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Yes, I would do that. I just didn't have that in mind on Sunday. But are those who are returning
for a vote congregating with us? Yes. Are they part of our body? No. They might be a part of another body, but they are not part of our body. So I would, there is the body of Christ, invisible, visible, you know, so on and so forth. But we also have to think of our local church as the body of Christ, of which too, Christ is the head. And I would not say that they are part of our body if they only show up once a year or twice a year. You know, work with me here for a second. When you have an absent hand, your body's going to compensate in other ways. It might still be there. I wouldn't say that those people are. I just wouldn't. Yeah, let me just play with the analogy, right? Your body would compensate if this is absent. And I think that your body then becomes something else. It transforms, and this absent hand is just no longer utilized or dependent on. And then it ceases to become a part of the body. But if this hand is frequently serving the other hand, and they're working towards the same vision of the head and what the body is supposed to be doing, then it's part of the body. And it's working, and they're all functioning together in communion. So I would make that distinction. You know, there are people who come to our congregation when we congregate. And then there are other people who are definitive and definable members of our body. Does that make sense? I want to throw this out there too. I know we're talking about what the body is and trying to come to terms with what unites us. I also don't think that de facto hostility is division. I think that's an important distinction. We often think that, like, it's what we were talking about for several weeks, that all of a sudden when there's confrontation, you immediately think that disagreement's bad. When there's hostility, you immediately think that we're divided. And I'm not sure about that. I think division leans more towards, I am going to separate myself from you, which is not the same as division, or not the same as hostility. Like, one of the things I used to just provocatively say to my students, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. Hostility, it seems to me, hostility, if you're hostile, you're still very much invested. You obviously care about this. You're emotionally involved. Well, that's not division in my mind. You know, division, you are separate, and you're most likely indifferent. And you've gone on your separate way. You know, like, division is more over there, whereas hostility strikes me as you've still got something going on here that you can't let go of. So I would like to think that you're still very much a part of the body, and that's why you're so upset. Yeah, can I explain? Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fine. Yeah. Here, if you allow me to wonder and be provocative simultaneously. This is why I would say the Presbytery is wrong in assuming and asserting that there's division in this body. It's not division.
there are disagreements and dissenters and those who have been wounded and hurt who are leveling charges and complaining about things. And it rose to a level in which there was no understanding of the local body to let the local body deal with it, that they took hold of it. And now I would say we're moving in the direction of division because of them. Obviously, if you level charges and make complaints, you're still very interested in the body. But what the presbytery has done is caused the division. So, I don't know the state of those who now have, you know, made those complaints and leveled those charges, where they are in their heart right now, so to speak. But it seems like they're more separate now, and we seem more divided now than before. Does this make sense to you? So they may not, I don't know if they're indifferent now. But I would say what the presbytery has done has created more opportunity for division and for indifference than before. Does that make sense? I would say, right. If I said that, that was not my intention. I am trying to be precise in saying, I'm not calling into question their intention. I'm just stating as a matter of fact. I think what they have done has moved us more in the direction of division than before. If I could just say one more thing to clarify a little bit and expound. The point I was trying to make and what I was troubled with on Sunday is their justification for entering this process was there was division in the body. And I would disagree with that. I think they, as a result of their actions, moved us more in a direction of division than before. And that, I think that's coming out of that, the important distinction of what, you know, division is different than just hostility. That's a different direction than merely this. Me or Joe?
I don't.
Well, you after I was.
What did you say?
From what point do you want me to jump off?
I don't know. I don't know what that means, and I don't know if I want you to jump off. What I think. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Yeah. I was going down the track of I think division and hostility are not the same thing. If I could get us back to our question and make us kind of uncomfortable. This is why I think. This is why I think the division question is really, really, really important. Not just for the presbytery, but for us. You know, I think you and I have reconciliation to do. I don't think you're hostile towards me. I think others, you know, to say things publicly about me and what I do here, they see that as hostile. But this is not division, right? You being here is not division. And, you know, to some extent, you, Rick,
it's an attempt at reconciliation, actually.
Yeah, I mean, there's something, even if there is hostility, even in hostility, there's something deep and rich going on that isn't yet division. And there will always be adversity. There will even be hostility. But I would want more clarity and precision about where exactly is the division. This so-called division that you keep referring to, that this church is divided, show me where. You could certainly point out hostility and disagreement and dissent and all of those things. But there's something deeper going on in division that I'm not persuaded by. Does that make sense? I'm not trying to hair split words, but I'm still what I do think that example gets us towards is if there is a difference of vision. Mm-hmm. So it's not simply disagreement, and dissent is not yet division. But if you have two entirely different outlooks and visions and missions, inevitably, it's going to lead to division. So all I want to say is, if we're arguing about silly things like whether or not we should sing the Psalms in church, or we want Nate back or we don't, I'm not quite sure we've raised this thing to the level of division. But if we are fundamentally disagreeing about where to go with the church and who to be, then inevitably the church is going to divide. So I want to affirm hostility. I want to affirm disagreement. I want to affirm dissent and say, first and foremost, that has been in the church forever. And it's not quite division. So we can't continue exploring this. Unless you want to stick around, but I want to be sensitive to everybody else's time. But what is the essence of division? Like, what is that thing that not only causes division or is the beginning of division, but defines division in contradistinction to fighting and disagreement and deception? Because I don't think that is yet division. On that note, let me pray for us. I can stick around for a few minutes if you have any lingering thoughts. But thank you all for being here. Thank you for engaging and disagreeing, if we did that, actually. Father, thank you for this evening. Thank you for our fellowship. Thank you for being here. Thank you for guiding us. Lord, we would just ask that you would continue to work on us. Work on us to be better communicators who commune with others through our words, to be careful listeners, those who desire understanding, those who care about the precision of words and naming things, and all that's required for us to commune with others through communication. You are the word. You are the Logos. You are the organizing principle that keeps the entire universe together. And your word matters. Your word does cut. Your word does cut, but it cuts in order to bring together. So, Lord, we ask you that we would be better cutters and better bringers together. More like you, the word. Lord, be with us the rest of this week, and we look forward to coming together collectively as a body to honor and glorify your name and your works. and your reign at the right hand of the Father right now. Be with us as we head home or anywhere else where we are intending to go, and please keep us safe. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here.